When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Darius, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome back, I guess. you have never had a bye week this late. Most people have not had a bye week this late. How was it? There's so much less in front of you than there is behind you. My question would be, what is there to play for? What would you say there is to play for given, the season has gone so far?
Same thing, we was playing for our beginning of the year and we was, 0-0. Everything that we want to accomplish is still out there possible for us, and we just have to do a good job of taking it one week at a time, one game at a time, one opponent at a time. And if we're able to keep stacking wins, we had 2 wins before the bye, if we're able to keep stacking wins, then we'll end up where we want to be.
Do you how was it this late? You know what I mean? You've had it, after 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I mean, is it good for your body? Is it hard to come back? It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd rather not have another one this late, but at the same time though, it's kind of unique in that when it is this late, you come back and like you said, you've played the vast majority of the season. So it's kind of like you get a little reset, and then I feel like it kind of gives you a good chance to finish strong. We have, 5 weeks left, 5 games left, I think. And, it kind of just allows you to even though it's later in the year and you kind of get the wear on the front end, it kind of comes right at the right time, because obviously if you go into the postseason, then it's nice to have that little break right before.
Thanks, Darius.
Jared Schwartz.
Hey, Darius, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know you don't want to endorse, one or the other, but, are there any differences between on the field or, in the huddle between Tyrod Taylor and Tommy DeVito that you've noticed so far?
Of course. Tyrod's been in the league for 12 years, something like that. DeVito's a rookie. So, there's a lot of things that Tyrod knows, about the game, and kind of more so like the way he carries himself. Everybody kind of has to learn how to carry himself, like how you fit into a team as you grow in this league. And as a rookie, especially a quarterback, a leadership position, you have to kind of find your way. And I feel like DeVito's done a good job of finding his way quickly. But, obviously it's impossible to close a gap of 12 years, I think DeVito's done a great job. And obviously Tyrod's a professional. That's why he's been in this league so long. And he's, glad to have both on our team.
Thanks. Thanks, Darius.
Tim Jones.
Hey, Darius, how are you? Hope you had a good bye week.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you feeling? Did the rest do you some good?
Yeah, it does good to not get tackled, keep my body off the ground, helped out, but I feel good.
You're joking when you say that, but is it a difference? Do you come back and say, oh, this is what it's like to have a week off from someone beating up on me?
Yeah, you get so used to starting your week feeling terrible. By the time, on Monday, I feel great. And it's like, wow, this is how Mondays are for regular people. It's always like that coming off of buys, but, I feel rejuvenated, refreshed, and ready to go.
Just one more, if I may, please. And, mm-hmm. and this is about a guy on a different side of the ball. But as you know, I look at you as someone who has the pulse of the Giants locker room. When you look at Bobby Okereke and the way he's fit in, and it seems to me, my non-football self, that he's grown throughout the season, perhaps in a leadership role. What do you see? Again, I know other side of the ball. I get that. But what do you see from Bobby?
First of all, he's a really good football player. When he first got here, I kind of said to him, you're trying to get me fired because he caused my lone fumble last offseason. So I'm very happy to have his ball punching prowess on my side now. But no, I think he's done a great job. He's played at a really high level for us, made a lot of tackles, a lot of turnovers, caused a lot of turnovers. And I think at the end of the day, as football players, we all can respect, you know, somebody playing at a high level. You know, something in our business that's coveted, you know, as elite players. And I think, you know, once you recognize somebody, especially a teammate, somebody like Bobby that's new to our team as a, as an elite player, you know, his influence grows, his leadership grows. And, you know, I think he's done a great job for us this year.
Thanks so much.
We have time for a couple more, if there are any. Art Stapleton.
What's up, Darius? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, a little of what Paul had asked you earlier, just the timing of the bye week. I mean, whenever we look at the bye week early, you always think, okay, how's the team going to come back and reinvent themselves? You know, whether it's personnel changes or, you know, schematically, strategically, how will they reinvent themselves? But with five games left, like you said, being so late in the season, we're in December. What do you anticipate this team looking like? I mean, do you see a chance for it to kind of reinvigorate with some changes? Or, you know, is it just really a continuation of what you guys had before the bye week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, for us specifically as a team, I think it's given us a good chance. You know, guys we have that are banged up or whatever, I think it came right on time. You know, being able to have this bye and going into a Monday night game, you know, you kind of buys you another day on top of that. So, you know, I think it for our team specifically where we're at, I think it helped everybody, you know, physically and mentally kind of get a chance to reset mentally, but also give your body a break and be able to heal from, you know, some of the things that just come along with the football season.
Thanks, man.
Last one, Ed Valentine. Ed, you're on mute.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to ask you about another one of the guys in your room, Jalen Hyatt, guy that got so much excitement, got people so excited, you know, through the summer. It took a while, and then, you know, last week kind of a real breakout game for him. What do you see from him in terms of development, and maybe what do you expect from him down the stretch?
I think what he showed last week is who he is. He's an explosive player. You know, he can make big plays for our team. Obviously, coming out of college, we all saw the, you know, kind of seem like just go ball after post after big play at Tennessee. And, I mean, I think he has in his arsenal, but he also, you know, kind of like what he went viral for, he can play receiver. You know, he can run routes, he can catch the ball in the intermediate game. And I think as we go, you know, I think we'll have the chance to show those things. And I think he did a great job before, and he's been doing a great job all year. You know, it's just, that's just the nature of being a receiver. You know, sometimes people see you go for 150 and then they see you go for 50 and they're like, well, you know, what happened? And this, every game is different. Teams play us different, defend us different every week. So, you know, the opportunities come and go sometimes, but I think as long as he gets the chance to make plays, he'll make them.